Today I'll be sharing one of my favorite sex memories. It was a Thursday night, maybe a Wednesday night. I had just finished I had been working on a very long presentation, and I had spent a couple of days on it, so I was really excited when it was over, and I wanted to treat myself that night. So I had somebody come over, and so I'm getting ready for my guest, and I remember he tells me, make sure to put on mascara that streaks really well. So I do, obviously. And so he comes in, and I tell him, just to kind of break the ice, I told this person, I'm like, hey, before we do anything tonight, do you wanna listen to my 3-minute presentation? Ironically, my presentation for the next day was on something about reproductive rights, and which was a little kind of silly in my mind. But anyway, he's game. So we start making out a little bit. And he's like, okay, I'm ready to hear your presentation anytime. So we break apart, and I take my laptop out, but then he grabs me from behind and then sort of like dumps me over his lap. And at this point I'm like, oh. And then he says to me, I'm gonna take off your clothes and you're gonna do your presentation for me. But anytime you stop talking, I'm gonna spank you. Now at this point, I'm unable to talk. The position of being over somebody's lap is highly erotic for me, as one might imagine. And I was floored. So, as you might imagine, I got spanked multiple times. I was able to eventually start talking. I don't remember talking, but spanking eventually subsided, so at this point, my ass is hurting, and he turns me around, pushes me onto the bed. Of course, ass side down, which hurts. And he positions himself on top of me, puts his hand around my throat, and then he plays with my tits for an agonizing amount of time. He squeezes them, he rubs them. I remember him biting just all over. He squeezed my nipples so hard. It hurt so bad. I would tell him how much it hurt, and he would just look at me. And there weren't any words exchanged after I said, that hurts. He would just give me this look like, yeah, I know it hurts. And we all know that fuels the excitement, obviously, for me. And finally, he's bruised up my tits so much. They're throbbing. Of course, his other hand is still in my throat, and I'm feeling really spacey. And I'm drifting. And he looks at all these bruises. And I look at him, and there's like tears in my eyes. I'm in so much pain. And he says to me something like, are you gonna tell your friends that somebody mean hurt you? So then I get on top of him and I start sucking his cock. And things are pretty gentle right now. Nothing too intense. Then he stops me and then really, really roughly says to me to get off the bed and to get on my knees. So I do that. Then he starts fucking my face and tears are just running down my face. And he said so many mean things to me. I was so turned on. I was sitting, my pants were off, my panties were off. I was sitting on my heels, grinding myself on my heel. Just thinking about it again. I love when somebody hurts me like that. The next day, I couldn't even wear a bra when I took a shower that morning. And it hurts so much. I tried to towel myself dry. Even the towel hurt. I was looking at myself in the mirror. There's bruises everywhere. I saw him again a long time after our first encounter, and this time he threw me on the bed. We had sex this time, and he shoved my face into the pillow right at that angle where half my face was still sort of facing him, and he just pushed his hand into my face, pushing it into the pillow like he didn't want to see me while he was fucking me. And then he beat me with his belt. Oh, it hurt so. You can tell that pain is a theme with me. It was. And the, oh my god, anytime, it's not just the pain that's the only thing that turns me on, it's just the getting mocked for liking it so much. Oh god. Every time someone beats me or hits me, I get so wet, I get so turned on, and they make fun of me. It's just, oh, just thinking about it. When I start crying, there's tears running down my face, and they wipe the tears off my face and just keep going. Uh,
Oh.